Awesome moment before the Cubs and Reds game. Meta Robinson, Jackie Robinson's granddaughter, raising the retired number flags on the 70th anniversary of Jackie playing his first game at Wrigley Field. Already 1-0 Cubs in the first. Javi Baez up with the bases juiced.
A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam. Javier Baez. Cubs lead 5-0. A long drive to left center. A hanging curveball. With a guy two-thirds of the way up into the seats, just underneath the video board in left center, Ron.
Center field, deep, gone! Chris Bryant with a home run. That's his eighth, and it's 6-0.
Yeah, he's been having some good swings lately, and it was just a matter of time before he hit another one out of the ballpark, straight away center field this time for Bryant.
So the Cubs will have first and third now, and only one out.
That's in the right. For a base hit, Pat will score 7-0. Base hit to right. Baez around third. Scheffler's throw is late. 9-0.
After missing a few days with that tight back, Ben Zobrist has looked really good. Bat really flying through the zone. A couple of hits last night, two more here today.
Swing and a miss. We're out number two. Swing and a miss. Travis fires to Rizzo. So Lester works around the error and keeps the Reds off the board.
The Cubs go on to win it 9-5 to complete the sweep. John Lester gets the win. He's 2-2, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. He struck out 5. Koji Uehara picks up his first save as a Cub. Amir Garrett struggled for the Reds, allowing 6 earned runs over 4 frames. The Cubs have been inconsistent early in the season, but seem to be finding their rhythm, and Joe Maddon talked about it after the game.
We pitched really well. Our starting pitching was pretty good, and that was, for me, it's always the biggest part. I've always said, and I'll say it again, starting pitching drives the engine. I will never be deceived by that thought. While that's happening, then you have a chance to hit better. I mean, just by keeping the other team down, you keep get your guys a chance to get in the flow of the game and do their thing. So I thought the pitching was really good. In spite of what you saw to the bullpen today, we're still, I guess, before the game, ranked number one in the National League. And that's with a lot of innings also. So don't get under bullpen. They've been doing a really good job. The biggest thing is just catching the ball. Again, we made a couple errors today that caused Johnny to throw more. See, that's what I look at. When you don't catch balls, you should. That piles on to the pitcher's number of pitches thrown. That's where it gets tough because we're not used to that. We're used to having our starters throw the minimal number of pitches based on us catching the baseball. So if anything, I'd just like to see us continually get better at our defense, which we are really good at. But I love the way the starting pitching is trending right now. I'm sorry.
You won 20 of your last 25 games against this team. You've averaged over 7 runs a game. Can you explain that?
And I guess we just had a good plan. Cincinnati is a good hitting ballpark. Wrigley is good when the wind's blowing out, which it has been. But down there, their pitchers have to pitch in a tough element all the time. The ball, I don't know, it's got to be right around sea level. It's on Mississippi River level at least, and the ball flies. I think the construction of the ballpark leads to ball in the air traveling, so it's just inherently a good hitting ballpark, and I guess we've done a good job, but I don't have any specific reasons. They have some good arms. The guy last night, Feldman's been pitching great.
Got 2 outs in the first, walk, home run. The importance of just jumping on them early, how huge.
And also the importance of continuing the conga line, just not making bad outs. Don't expand your strike zone. That's what it really comes down to. When a guy's not hitting well, normally it's not because his mechanics are all screwed up. It's you're swinging at bad pitches, and you're not accepting your walks. You don't have an organized strike zone. You're making it easier on the other guy. So, actually, the beginning part of the game, we made it more difficult, and I really believe that's the reason why you saw what you saw there. No big secret. We want to continually do that. I think we're getting better. We've been a little bit too expansive, I think, to this point. I see guys really making a conscious effort to get better and get back to what we looked like more last year. So it's a nice first step. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy over it. It's a nice first step. For me, like I said, the most important takeaway is that the starters look better.
Joe, there's always internal competition, complaining type of stuff. You think Javi sees Ian having, getting the headlines? He has a game like that.
I don't think so. I don't really get that from him. He had a game like that because he had a hanging slider, pretty good. And then the other thing is I like the bouncer to right field with two strikes. See, that's what I'm talking about. We score the ability to score runs on singles by having a smart at-bat and not a young at-bat. That's a much more veteran at-bat on his part. So, if anything, I just want our bats to grow up a little bit right now, at-bats grow up a little bit right now, and continue to pitch this way.
John Lester is also settling in, taking care of business in the series finale. He spoke afterwards.
When you are fortunate enough to get the five runs that we got, what was in the first or second, whatever it was, I think it just allows you don't have to be as fine. You can go back to halves as opposed to, attacking on corners, and that's when it can get you in trouble, especially a day like today where, a walk and then a two-run homer can change your whole day. So, we were able to just go right back to, to getting ahead, strike one, and putting them kind of on their heels a little bit. Still a very aggressive team, and there were some first pitch swings that through today that I didn't really expect, but we were able to to kind of go back and forth on the off speed and the fastball to get them off balance. So the run support, you just go back to being on the plate and saying here, hit it, and you guys are gonna hit your way back into this game. You're not gonna walk your way. So that's kind of how my mindset's always been. If you're able to get those, a lot of runs early.
You've seen a lot of the kids come up and hit the ground running. I guess you're probably not surprised the way Haps fit in so seamlessly at this point.
Yeah, he's just like the rest of the guys. I mean, he's a ball player. He gets in there, he gets dirty. Was it first game, second game? He takes a guy out of second base and he plays the game the right way. He's quiet. He goes about his business. He knows what he's good at. He knows what he needs to work on. He goes out there and goes about his day-to-day business. So, just along with the rest of the 20-something-year-olds that we have in there, he's been a good addition for us here lately. I think he's been a little bit of a spark plug for us with the bats and playing defense and what he played center field for the first time the other day. So, it's been good.
The Cubs will stay home for the weekend at Wrigley. Eddie Butler will make the start on Friday against the Brewers' Paulo Espino, making his Major League debut.